weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're joined for the next 30 minutes by a young lady who goes by the name of Syrian Girl. And, of course, when we ended up getting her contact info, because I've seen her on a couple different YouTube channels speaking out very eloquently, I thought, I bet she's a listener. And sure enough, she is. And we're honored to have her for the next 30 minutes joining us here on the radio. And, of course, people can watch her if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. She comes just from an undisclosed location for her safety. The West is funding the attempted overthrow of Assad. Not saying he's a wonderful guy. The point is they're trying to use al-Qaeda and others, al-CIA, to do this. And Syrian Girl joins us to go over this. This is a short segment, as you know. But tell us a little bit about yourself and what you believe, you know, having a family in Syria, what the real score is, what's really happening there. Because obviously it's another proxy war, just like Libya. But what's your view on the whole situation as a Syrian?
Well, that's exactly right. It's a proxy war being waged by NATO, the Arab countries, spearheaded by Qatar, which has the biggest U.S. military base in the region right there. And they control Al Jazeera. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that satellite news channel, but it was in the media a lot during the Iraq War, and it was proposed as an anti-U.S. media station, and it was, you know, so much hoo-ha about how evil Al Jazeera is, but in actual fact, it was controlled by the U.S. all along, you know, their allies, and this Al Jazeera is currently the driving force, the media driving force behind all of these foreign-fueled insurgencies that is being referred to as the Arab Spring.
Well, I have to concur with that. I mean, it's so clear whenever I'm watching CNN with Anderson Cooper, the same guy that cheered the overthrow of their old puppet in Egypt and then, you know, cheered the humanitarian bombing and tens of thousands killed against Libya, to see him cutting to this, you know, particular, you know, young man reporter who's there, who one day is speaking in a, yes, I am in Syria, and then the next day is a British accent. I mean, clearly it's actors giving us, you know, babies being killed out of incubators, you know, Libyan rape gangs raping the women. Turned out that was a lie. I mean, it's clear, dumbed down war propaganda. What is it like for you, you know, being Syrian, watching all this unfold?
It's quite infuriating, but from a very young age, you know, when the Iraq War was starting and what happened in Libya, I always knew that one day Syria's turn would come. So in some ways, I'm quite prepared for it, but the drive to act is still there. You know, it's really upsetting when your family is there and their living conditions is getting worse and worse, and, you know, you'd like to go there and see them, but because of the current situation with your, you know, bombings happening and insurgents running around, it makes it difficult, to say the least. So from a personal position, it's both infuriating and saddening.
Well, now, as you know, NATO and others are talking about starting a humanitarian blockade and air campaign. We saw how humanitarian Libya was. When we come back, I want to expand on this, ask you what your family thinks of what's going on, and the, you know, the future of Syria, because they've wrecked Libya. It's now a hellhole from being the jewel of Africa with development, and that's what the banksters want. They want to destroy countries so they can come in and take them over. And I want to get your view on what the average Syrian you talk to's real perspective is on President Assad. It's all coming up with Syrian Girl. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is Monday, the 5th day of March, 2012. Going to have a big nightly news tonight and a little surprise interview with Dave Mustaine here in studio with us, but I'm going to leave that as a surprise. Dave Mustaine here in town. It's really cool. It's interesting. Get up in the morning and Dave Mustaine's, you know, drinking coffee in your kitchen. It's pretty cool. I'm not name dropping. It's just really interesting. Of all the famous people I know, he's got to be one of the most interesting. Really an amazing guy in person, in private. I'm going to try in the interview to get him to talk about, you know, some of the things. You can see the real Dave Mustaine. Really interesting, obviously a very talented person. I think number one hard rock metal guitarist of all time, and he's in the top 10 guitarists, period, according to Rolling Stone and others. He certainly is amazing. And, of course, his wife is so sweet and intelligent as well, great Christian people. We're joined by a woman who goes by the name of Syrian Girl. And I've seen her videos on YouTube where she's been interviewed by some other journalists and people. And she wants to be private and where she's at private. But she's 100% Syrian and, you know, has family that she can report on what's happening. But she does want to be private. So that'll just pique everybody's interest exactly who she is. But she'll go by Syrian Girl. And she joins us now. Recap the point you make about Al-Qaeda. I just had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who ran the bin Laden program trying to kill him, who was blocked from killing him, pointing out that Anwar al-Awlaki, who's run all the big terror attacks in the U.S., is really a Pentagon double agent, White House agent. Now, that's Colonel Schaefer. You'd think that'd be big news. So break down your view, what's happening, break down the view in Syria of what people think of Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so in Syria, everybody knows that Al-Qaeda is the CIA. Like, it's really, really common knowledge, you know. You can ask any kid on the street and he'll tell you that. So it's not really like what you just said, though I haven't heard about it, it doesn't surprise me at all, because there's so much information out there already of people that turned out to be double agents that, you know, were captured and supposed to be part of Al-Qaeda. So
yeah, go over that, because I've seen you. You have a great knowledge of it, the history of it, so some of the examples of proving it's Al-Qaeda.
First of all, you have the one of the Libyan rebel leaders. Turns out he was tortured in Guantanamo Bay, and he's part of Al-Qaeda. And we all know that NATO and the U.S., you know, they supported the Libyan rebels. So they're you know, one of the big signs now, which is what I mentioned in my video, is that they're actually working with Al-Qaeda in these countries that we are seeing insurgency. So Libya was one of them. And in Syria, also, there are videos now coming out of some of the protesters and some of the people in the so-called Free Syrian Army, which is what the insurgents, the name they give themselves, carrying Al-Qaeda flags. And these are, like, widely available on YouTube. You can just search for it, and it's there. If I can go on, another big indicator would be Al Jazeera, who's, since the very beginning, was the only station that was able to get video of Osama bin Laden giving speeches, and was the only one that was able to play them, well, or desired to play them. And, you know, whenever we heard about Al-Qaeda, it was always from Al Jazeera. You know, they're here, they're there. It was the thing that was promoting them. And who controls Al Jazeera? Well, Qatar, you know, because it's Qatar's state TV.
Who is sending special forces everywhere to try to overthrow Libya, you name it, bringing in Al-Qaeda. And I mean, as you're pointing out, that's why Qaddafi knew to try to jam Al Jazeera, because they were beaming in pro-war stuff. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious. And it was obvious from the very, very beginning, like 8 years ago, or maybe it was more than 8 years ago, when Al Jazeera even started. You could tell by the way they reported things.
Well, the word is, it's total British intelligence, the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Either U.S. or British.
Israeli.
You know, it doesn't really matter, because they're all one entity working, you know, together. Israel and the country Qatar, they're allies with the U.S., you know, they control each other. So it's like one big monster.
That's right. Continuing with Al-Qaeda examples from the Syrian perspective.
You know, when you're on the spot, it's difficult to think of them. There's just so many. I'd like to, this is maybe not an Al-Qaeda example, but it's a very important example of false flag operations. I'm not sure if anybody remembers, but in Iraq, in Basra, two British soldiers, like special forces soldiers, were captured dressed up as Arabs, shooting at Iraqi police, which was by then under the control of the occupation. And they were dressed in black to mimic sort of like the Mehdi army. And their car was filled with explosives. And this was all over the news. And the British army were, you know, the British leadership were so panicked about it that they sent the army in to destroy and level the entire police station. This is the police station that was allied with them, to get these men out. And they did. But you can imagine what they knew and what they were doing, just up as Arabs attacking their supposed allies. So,
well, you're right. In fact, while you're talking, I just typed British soldiers captured in Basra, and it's Global Research, London Independent, BBC, and it's them with their fake Wahhabist beards running around reportedly shooting at soldiers as a pretext to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. And that's the goal, as Colonel Schaefer said last hour, is to get a Sunni-Shiite war going. Here it is. SAS defied MOD to rescue two of its men held hostage in Iraq. And here's the image of them with their fake beards and all the rest of it captured. And then there's the flaming tank image of the tanks attacking the police station, which was holding the men that had been captured. And there's the photos, the video that they took on some of these sites. It's the images of them with the fake beards. We'll find it and show it to people. But, yes, that was a great example. And I even had former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern on, Syrian Girl, at the time. And he pointed out examples where it was confirmed that the Golden Mosque was blown up by Western forces to get the people killing each other. Can you break down that Sunni-Shiite rivalry that the West likes to manipulate?
Sure thing. It's just, divide and conquer. It's just like the old war game, applied to Shiites and Sunnis. I mean, you can apply the same thing to Catholics and Protestants. So at the moment, Iran and Lebanon has a Shia-like population, and they form an alliance with Syria, and they, they have Hezbollah, which is directly opposing Israel. So on the one hand, they are enemies of the Shia. And then you have the Palestinians, who are Sunni, who are also fighting Israel. So on the other hand, they're against the Israelis are against the Sunnis as well. So in Iraq, the Americans allied themselves with a lot of the Shia, although there were a lot of Sunni collaborators as well. That should be noted. But they wanted to get the Shia in power over the Sunnis because it was beneficial for them. It was a way in. And they got muscled out by the Iranians, but that's another story. But around the Middle East, it is mostly the Sunni majority countries, which are in the Gulf Arab region and in North Africa, not the Levant region where we are from, but mostly they are allied with them. So
hold on just a moment. Your Skype from on the other side of the planet is breaking up. We're going to wait while that gets a little bit better, or perhaps reconnect with you. Let's see if your Skype came back now. Please repeat what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying that the Al-Qaeda is purported to be a Sunni organization, but not exactly Sunni. It's something worse, like more extreme, called Salafi, and or Wahhabi is another extreme sect that they're very similar. So at the same time, the majority Sunni theocratic countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Gulf Arab states are actually allies with the U.S. So it's a really complicated mess. But when whatever country, the U.S. doesn't care which side it plays, whether it plays Shias and gives them power against Sunnis or gives Sunnis power against Shia, at the end of the day, they want to divide everybody and get everybody fighting. And I think sometimes they're succeeding, but not in all cases.
By the way, I did find the BBC article, Iraq probe into soldier incident, and it's got them with the guns, hand grenades, fake wigs, out reportedly attacking Basra police. And there was other cases of U.S. forces being attacked by guys dressed up in bin Laden outfits. This is full-spectrum dominance. You've got to manufacture the war so people really believe Al-Qaeda exists. And if you got to dress up special forces to get the job done and attack the Shiites to get them killing Sunnis, well, by golly, you do it. And just incredible. And then the Iraqis were holding them. This is our supposed allies saying, look, they were attacking. We're going to have a trial. So they just had the British troops attack the base, kill a bunch of Iraqi troops that were trained by the British to get them out of there. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Joins us. Syrian girl, what is the feeling of people in Syria? I mean, are they, I mean, this is an invasion. This is proxy armies, Arab fighters, the ones that were in Libya being brought in to invade your country. This is part of the proxy wars. They admit that they've got military paid off defecting over to try to overthrow the country. And then I guess bring these purges in. They're saying they're going to kill minority groups of Muslims that are part of smaller sects. They're also saying they're going to force the Christians out of Syria. How do you think the West is going to be able to sell this to the public when they do what they've done in your country, the same thing they've done in Libya?
Our people are not going to buy it because our people have a very long memory. And we remember what happened and we won't forget what they're doing now. So, you know, I don't need to tell you that they're not buying it because you can see it yourself. You know, it's been 12 months now. There haven't been any mass, you know, rallies. There haven't been any support for this foreign armed, funded, and even oftentimes the men themselves are foreign. There's just no support for it. So, you know, this is nothing to do with whether or not they agree with the government or not. People who oppose the government know what's going on. So I don't see them selling it to Syrians at all. I can't see them having any way forward unless they attack, unless they do as they're saying, which is to get NATO and have a no-fly zone or an invasion. And how are they going to do that when Russia's not going to let them? I don't see a way forward for them.
Continue.
Okay. In terms of Syrians and how we feel, we're both afraid and excited. I know that once the war starts, I know where I'm going to be. And, you know, we're ready to defend our land to the end. And we think that Israel better not think that it's going to be left out of that global war. It's going to be directly in the line of fire. If Syria is going, then so are they. Our enemies are numerous, but we also have some very good friends. So Syria is not going down without a fight. That's what I'd like to be known.
What about the Russian fleet that's docked there at your port? What about the fact that Russia says, they vetoed the UN attack? And so now they're saying, well, we'll go ahead, and now the UN's saying they'll go ahead and get behind it and not even follow the rules. I mean, this is crazy, a major escalation.
You mean NATO, yeah?
Yes.
I think that for Russia, Syria is a red line, and that's because they're based in Tartus. Their naval base is one of their last positions in the Middle East, and their last defense against Europe and Turkey's missile defense treaty. So for Russia, it's very important to maintain their relationship with Syria and not have Syria be taken over, yet, you know, be another one to fall to the U.S. and NATO's sphere of influence. So if Russia's not going to back down and if they're going to disobey the rules, the only foreseeable conclusion to that would be World War III. I certainly don't doubt that they're prepared for it and that they will do it. You know, whether nuclear bombs are involved, I don't know. That might.
Well, remember, it was an Israeli prime minister that tried to make a deal with Syria, a peace treaty, and he got murdered. And there's a lot of interests that don't want peace, but undoubtedly, you can say what you want about Assad. The West is sending in al-Qaeda and others to overthrow the country and calling them protesters when they are the ones starting it and shooting people. And the West isn't doing this to try to bring more freedom to Syria. They want to destabilize it. What percentage of the Syrians, would you say, on average, are supporting the government now? I saw some numbers that even though, well, tell you what, let's do a few more minutes after the break, then we'll get to some excerpts of my speech in Dallas, because this is so important. And I want to ask you that question, Syrian girl, after the break. I know you're private and are just doing this because you don't want your country to be attacked. It's already being attacked by proxies. You don't want to say who you are or how folks can contact you, but think about that if you want to give out any contact info or email to people that might want to talk to you when we come back on the other side. Because InfoWars certainly doesn't want to hoard you to ourselves here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's 12 noon to 3 Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6. Weeknights, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. We're doing 4 or 5 more minutes with Syrian Girl. Obviously, want to have her back up in the near future. She's very informed, very articulate. And we're also going to try to get some other guests on, journalists who've been going to Syria, just like we did with what happened in Libya. Tarpley went over to Syria a while back. We're going to get him back on about that. But undoubtedly, this is a proxy war. And what is your view of Assad? I mean, again, how popular is he really? And what do you expect to happen if the proxy war continues, if the love bomb bombardment, the trendy illegal peace bombing begins by NATO? I mean, now saying they can't even get the UN resolution, so just go ahead. I mean, first Obama said, I'll attack Libya with a UN resolution, not Congress. Now they can't even get the UN. I mean, this is so lawless. This is preemptive war through proxies. Imagine a foreign country coming and stirring up groups to attack us over the border and then calling them freedom fighters and then calling it protest when people are militarily attacking.
Well, first of all, I want to say the road to hell is paved in good intentions. The most annoying people are the ones that think that they're helping us out by supporting these insurgents that are bombing, forcing people from their homes. As far as my opinion on the government, I will get to it. But more importantly, I want to discuss, Syria as a whole.
Okay, we got 5 minutes left. I'm giving you the floor then. Syria as a whole and then Assad. Any other points you want to make? Because this is, riveting information.
Okay, thank you. Syria as a whole. How can I tell you statistics, percentages? I can't. I can only tell you that the vast majority of the country, in spite of how they feel about the government, do not want this NATO-led insurgency to take over, because not only are they going to be puppets of the West, not only are they going to destroy the country in the process of doing so, they're also not democratic. They are a theocratic, sectarian Islamic movement that want to control and destroy our secular way of life. And Syrians do not agree with this. You can see that by the way that they're acting. I can tell you that, the majority of Syrians went out and voted for our new constitution, which opens up the way for new political parties and for future elections. So the majority of people are for the reform process, and the new constitution is already in place. You can split Syria up into three, I guess. There are people who support Bashar. They think that he is our, savior. He's going to deliver us from this, that are, have been core Baathists, which is the ideology of the party, from the beginning. And there's people who are newly, supporting Bashar because they want him to make the reform process happen. Then there's people who oppose the government because of corruption and things that have happened in the past, and they also also not going to side with Israel, our enemies, nor NATO. And then, okay, this is four, not three, so maybe I can't count. But finally, there's a minority of people who have been sold the lie, just like the Iraqi collaborators were sold the lie that the U.S. is this liberator, it's fantastic, they're so humanitarian, they're going to come and save everybody. And, this is the way to get power and the way to get freedom, whatever that, means to them, is by allying with the U.S. Now, I think that is such naivety and opportunism, and it's just disgusting to the core, and I cannot call these people Syrian. So if you want, by my definition of what is Syrian, 100% of us oppose NATO and this attack against our country.
Well, that's right. It's going to be, look, Iran, 70%+ don't like the mullahs, but every analyst says an attack on Iran will unify the entire population behind the mullahs. That's how people work. And now that your country is clearly being attacked with proxy armies, NATO saying we're going to drop bombs on you because it's humanitarian. When we give weapons to people blowing up buildings, they're peaceful protesters. When the government fights it, they're evil. Al-Qaeda's good. Syria's bad. All of this is so ridiculous that it's going to unify Syria. I don't need to be Syrian to know that.
I just wanted to say, in answer to your question earlier about how people might contact me, I have a Twitter. The name is Partisan Girl. And, of course, they might have seen other interviews I've done on YouTube channel 108 Morris 108.
Okay. And, again, give us the Twitter. It's twitter.com/...
Partisan Girl, no spaces.
Partisan Girl. That's awesome. And we'll send a link up to my Twitter, the Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. So that's good for people to be able to contact you there. And hopefully things don't continue to unfold in Syria in a bad, but it looks like that is going to happen. So I'd like to be able to have you pop in and give your perspective as this unfolds.
Anytime.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add in about 60 seconds?
About Bashar.
Yes.
Assad.
Yes.
His father, you know, he might have been whatever you might want to call what happened. You know, people have different opinions, but Bashar from the beginning has been more of a reformer. However, there's an old guard in Syria that have prevented him from undertaking much of the reforms that he wanted to make. But at least now, with the support of the people, hopefully the reform process is going to happen.
What is your personal... So you see overall he's been a reformer trying to change an old system, and certainly, you know, it's not going to get better. Look at Egypt. It's gotten 10 times worse, and they've got women having to wear the headdresses and everything now since they was liberated, and it's just incredible. All right, well, Syrian girl, thank you for having the courage to speak out. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Well, you're going to be hearing more from her now that she's been on our show. A very interesting perspective, and that's what we try to bring you is different angles, different perspectives to really give you a real analysis of what's happening so you can make decisions for yourself. Now, this is an hour and a half long, and it's up at PrisonPlanet.tv, but people have been asking for me to air part of the speech I did in Dallas and the one in Orlando. And again, as I told everybody, as I announced months ago, I was just going to Dallas and Houston to beta test a speaking tour. Everything's falling apart, but I do intend to continue it sometime in the summer to do an even bigger one out west. It was really great meeting with everybody. I want to thank all of you for coming out. Just amazing to see all the fellow freedom lovers. Of course, I thank everybody in this intro video, so I will not thank you now up front. So we're going to play about 10 minutes of this, go to break, come back and finish up the show with some more. But the whole thing is at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we'll be back tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, with a special transmission, 7 o'clock Central. But here is part of the Dallas speech on February 19th. Here it is.
I know the gentleman that you guys are here for, the Mario Andretti, the Rock, all rolled into one. It's time for Alex Jones!
Now, look at all these articles and documents and notes I've got. Hell, I got to do a good job with all you great people out here. You know, like I said earlier when I introduced that documentary we just showed, I am humbled by meeting you. I'm humbled by talking to you. And I know that it's in people like you that we're going to turn this around. Because we don't have a choice. How many times have we been lied to? How many times have we caught the system doing everything it can, not just to rob us, but to try to ruin our lives so that we're weak and poor and dominated by them so they can control our destiny? I don't like that. I want to see humanity doing well. I want to see humanity empowered. You know, my dad's a dentist, and at least once a year for more than 20 years, he's gone to Latin America to be part of these free clinics for these different doctors' organizations to take care of kids. And he told me the same stories that my uncle told me, who did years of work as a missionary in Central and South America. And he said, you know, you don't appreciate life, even though my uncle was in Vietnam, a helicopter pilot, until you see children at orphanages where the orphanages don't even have the money to pay for food. And there's little kids with their rib cages sticking out. That's what we're talking about. You have to realize, I have to realize, and really let it burn into our brains that more than 15 million children, according to the UN and their own numbers, it's probably higher, 15 million children a year starve to death on this planet. And another 20 million adults. And our corrupt, stinking, corporate, fascist government pays farmers not to produce food. it's not just that they're trying to protect our markets. Then you find out that they've got all these endless white papers, as many as you could ever read. Every day, Aaron Dyke's doing research, and others of my crew bring in. This is on the Rockefeller Foundation. This is on the Carnegie Foundation. This is on the Ford Foundation. Here's a Planned Parenthood document. Oh, where is it? It's on, you know, this university site archive talking about how in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, we got to shut food off to people to kill them. And then some people say, well, there are too many people. I love the yuppies. That'll say, well, okay, there is a population control agenda, but there are too many of those people. And I'm like, don't you get it, you little jackass bastard? You think you're part of the system? Your water, your food, your vaccines, it's all jacked with the same stuff, you little piece of crap! There is nothing more pathetic than some coward who is so cowardly they play like a little dress-up game in their mind, a little make-believe game in their mind, that they're part of the winning team because they go along with all this. That it's like some kind of open joke, like it's some type of game. I've had so-called establishment types. It's always somebody who's worth like $50 million and thinks they're part of the elite when that isn't even middle class or the globalist, who'll come up to me and say, well, Alex, you know, maybe 9/11 is an inside job, but, you know, it takes things like that to get the people doing what they're supposed to. Like this sack of garbage thinks they're part of the system because they can understand false flag terror and understand that's what it takes to defend America. No, if they did evil things like that to defeat evil, it'd be evil. Because you can't become evil to defeat evil like the ring of Sauron in Lord of the Rings. Doesn't work that way. But they're not using evil to defeat evil. They're not even following that fallacy. They have given themselves totally over to it. The globalists compete with each other to see who is the most wicked and ruthless. And in that process, have become total madmen, as I documented in this earlier presentation that you saw. And that was only the tip of the iceberg. Our problem in compiling that 40 minutes was that there was so much we didn't get to, so much that we couldn't cover, so much that we couldn't show you how much crisis this world is in. Now, with that said, I've given you the blueprint of madmen. I want to give you the blueprint to defeat the New World Order. This world's engineers, the controllers of this planet, always seek to teach you that resources are finite. They always seek to teach you that for you to win, somebody else has got to lose. They know full well that's not how this world works. That we have unlimited potential. That we're made in the image of the Creator. Whether you believe in that or not, humankind has given us Beethoven, literature. They've given us all of the science, all of the beauty. They've given us people like Whitney Houston's voice. All the things that are in humanity. All the good. And it's by recognizing that good and that potential and by reaching for what's good and empowers us that we have hope for the future. Our ancestors, and God knows they weren't perfect, understood sacrifice and standing up for what's right. And that's the only reason we're here today. Why do you think the United States, such a small area geographically for the land surface of this planet, and only 4.5% of the world's population, 100%, 7 billion, the United States is 4.5%. Or 4.9, depending on which actuary you look at. But less than 5% of the world's population. Why did the United States, with less than 5% of the world's population, have more than half the wealth of the world? Freedom. And it doesn't mean that our higher level of freedom was perfect. Doesn't mean that there wasn't injustice. Didn't mean that there weren't problems. But compared to every other place in the world, we didn't have the corrupt elites on top of us trying to shut down human destiny, shut down human ingenuity and creativity because they're threatened by it, because they want a monopoly. Because the United States only had a few glimmers and moments of freedom, we developed developed the highest test scores. We developed the most scientific developments. We created the media and the literature and the art and the music that has conquered the world. And the globalists, the global scientific engineers saw that. They were aware of that. They knew that. And so they did everything they could to take that over and to take our energies and turn it against humanity. So now America is in a paradox. America, right here at this center place where we live, make no mistake, is where the battle will be fought. It's where the decisions will be made. We are the great evil empire, but we are also the great deliverer from the tyranny. But we have to decide who we are. That's why the struggle between good and evil is being decided here. Because we have the birthright of liberty. Because we have the basic freedom. Because we are armed like no other nation on earth. The globalists have not taken this republic. Alright, I've never been able to do this on the radio. I can never get to the second point without going off into rants. It may be a bad speech, it may be the best ever, but I'm going to attempt, with your help, to go through all these points.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Quite some time, I've been sitting it out. Didn't take no And we are back on this InfoWars.com transmission with more from Alex's speech in Dallas, Texas. Of course, it's more than an hour and a half long, so you have to hear the majority of it for yourself. It's up at PrisonPlanet.tv and our YouTube channels. And if you think this speech is powerful, wait till you hear the one he gave in Orlando. Enjoy, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Start at the top. Again, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank my crew, but I also want to thank all of you. I love that Teddy Roosevelt quote. I should have had it here so I could quote it properly, but forget the critic, the person who's not in the arena. What matters is the person who is in the arena, who knows the great challenges, the great struggles. Because even if you fail, at least you tried to dare greatly. That's what matters. It's trying. That's where it all starts, is taking action. That's what's fulfilling. And I want to say this to you here now, because I was told several times last week and again today that I am the 21st century Paul Revere. And I said, no. You are the 21st century Paul Revere. And this is not a battle. This is not a war against the undefeated British Imperial Redcoats who'd never been defeated. And George Washington lost almost every battle for 5 years, but they persevered. It was the continuing to fight. It was the resistance that was the victory. And that's why the system attacks that victory, because it hates it. Anything the New World Order attacks, you better believe that's where the liberty is. That's where the freedom is. That's what's good. Not because it's perfect, but like King David of the Bible, the heart is right. That's what matters. None of us are perfect. And the system will try to tell us how we're bad and how we're impure and how we're not good. None of that matters. It's our hearts that matter. It's what we stand for. It's who we are in the final equation that matters. Do we serve light or do we serve the murdering, destructive darkness? That's the question that you must decide. And it's a decision you must make. The system tells you there's not that decision, because that decision is there. And that decision is where all the power in this universe resides. As Martin Luther King said, the universe bends towards justice. Providence is on the side of justice. The minute, the second you commit yourself to liberty and freedom and justice, even your body be killed, your spirit truly has victory. So I say it to you now. We are all Paul Revere. And we're not just fighting for freedom in North America. This is 1776 worldwide. Our republic's wealth and everything it is and all of its challenges has now been teamed up, pulling the globalist system of enslavement and war and death. We are now in bondage to pure evil. Our energies and everything our ancestors built is now slave to this evil. And we must break the chains of slavery. We must break them now. We must declare liberty. The notes up here on the top of the page. Because I'm sitting there writing key points I want to cover and just thinking, I'm not worthy to bring you this message. But it doesn't matter, because it's a mission we must all carry out. And what matters is that we give 110%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.